Something that has been going through my mind here in the last few weeks, and I know that it may be, it's something that's been, I guess, very personal to me. And you've heard me say this before, and I will say it again, that we are shaped and molded by the events in our lives. Would you agree with that? We're shaped and molded by the events that we have in our lives. And many of those events we have no control over. We have no control over. Now, I certainly believe that the outcome and what we do with those events in our lives and how we allow them to affect us, we have control over. We might not think we have control over them, but we do. All right? And we again, how we allow those things to affect us, we do have control over. Now, these events that we have in our lives could bring fond memories, things that bring a smile to our face. And you might think, I want you to think of something right now, a very fond memory that you have that will bring a smile to your face. And I'm sure everybody can think of something. Have you thought of something yet? Something that will bring a smile to your face. It might even be Brother Steve being corny. It'll bring a smile to your face. All right? Might be another event in your life that you can think of that will bring a fond memory and it'll bring a smile to your face. Things that you think, hey, I want to make these things a part of my life. Maybe funny things that your parents said. Maybe things that you want to pass down to the next generation. Maybe it's something that has to do with your godly heritage. Those things that you want to pass down. Those things that you remember. You know, I remember Sister Sherry talking about, you know, her grandmother. I remember Grandma Green. Especially in services, when she is rejoicing, she pulled that handkerchief out that was anointed when she was a little girl and she was healed. And she just waved that handkerchief in the air. Those will be memories that I'll remember for the rest of my life. Those are part of that godly heritage that Sister Sherry has that was passed down to her. There are other events. At first thought is a negative thought. And I'm sure that you can think of something as well. Something that you don't want to remember. Something, you know, in my case, that maybe have happened 40 years ago or even 16 years ago. And it has nothing to do with Sister Sherry. I'll tell you that right now. All right? has nothing to do with my children, but they are things that happened in my childhood, things that even happened in my adult life. I don't want to remember, but they're there. They bring negative thoughts. They bring negative memories. And as time goes on, if you haven't experienced something like that, hold on, because they will come. They will come. It might be something that someone says. It might be something that someone does. It might be something that, you know, it just brings a negative thought to your mind. But those things, even though that they happened years and years and years ago, they still hurt like they happened yesterday. And maybe you have those memories. And I'm praying that you don't. I'm praying that you don't have those kind of memories right now. However, you know, things that have happened, you know, they still hurt like they happened yesterday. And to be honest, you know, there are things that make me weep because of the hurt. But by God's grace, I wanted to make sure that they never happened to my children. Things that were said that never happened to my children. And so, you know, there may be some events, young people, that you would consider bitter disappointments. Maybe you've had some bitter disappointments. You know, leaving someone with a broken heart. Maybe it's a relationship that didn't turn out the way we thought it would. Perhaps it's something that was said in anger or frustration that really crushed us. Or maybe it could be a situation where we felt really betrayed. Maybe you've experienced this already in your short young life. Maybe there have been failures. Maybe there have been failures in our lives that haunt us. And the memory of that failure threatens to break our spirit, making us wonder why we even try to do what's right. Maybe you've had those thoughts. Maybe you've had those experiences. Maybe there are ones that have got involved in sinful things and you feel like that you're broken beyond repair. Certain parts of your life can't be fixed. And my thought went to this, and this is compliments of Whitney tonight. Have you ever felt like something like this? Have you ever felt like you've been broken into many, many pieces? I wasn't able to collect all the pieces. But have you ever felt like that you've been broken into many pieces? I have. And sometimes the hurt is really, really great. You know, even though that we try to build walls, you know, and again, over the past couple weeks or so, I don't know, I've had conversations with some of my siblings, particularly one sibling, but I've reflected on certain events that happened in my childhood and my teen years. And many of those memories, young people, still hurt today. They still hurt today. And I know that there are many here within this room, many in our community. I work with young people every day that are hurting. And they build walls, all right? They build walls. They try to shut the pain out. They try to shut these things out of their life. But, you know, many times they're not able to do so. And it affects every part of their life. It affects every part of their daily life. And many of those memories, again, still hurt to this day. Nonetheless, these things are personal. And every one of us, when we get hurt, these things are personal to each and every one of us. And sometimes, again, I feel like I'm broken and I can't be fixed. Just like this baking stone. I can't take all the pieces, or there's not enough pieces here to put this all back together again and make it. And it would never be like brand new, or never like it was. It's broken beyond repair. And sometimes we feel like that when we have circumstances in our life, when we have things that happen to us, we feel like that we're broken beyond repair. You know, and I thought about as I was going through this, I was looking for certain key words. And in Psalm 31, 9 through 12, and this is David here, and he says, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I'm in trouble." And these times when we go through these situations in our life, we feel like we're broken beyond repair. I feel like, Lord, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. I need help. And mine eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. This is verse 9 going on to verse 10. For my life is spent with grief, my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity. And my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. And how many times have we faced circumstances in life that we feel like that we're a broken vessel? Just like this baking stone right here. We feel like that we're broken beyond repair. And what often happens to things that are broken, just like I had to dig this out of the trash can, actually. What happens to things that are broken? We scoop them up, we put them in the trash can, and often they're forgotten, right? Isn't that what we do? Maybe something that we had close attachment to, we might remember for a little bit longer. But this right here, if it wasn't broken, had been broken yesterday, I probably wouldn't have thought about it, right? But like I said, I had to go dig it out of the trash. And a lot of times, that's what happens. That's what happens to things that are broken. And we feel like that we have no value whatsoever, right? Especially when we're broken. When we feel like that we've been hurt, we've been broken beyond repair. We pick up the pieces, we throw them away, and it isn't long, and they're forgotten. And young people, we humans are different in some respects. Why? We often try to live with these hurts. We try to build walls to shut things out. avoid being hurt again. And let's face facts. You know, I had a student here just a little over a year ago that, you know, they tried to shut out the pain. They tried to deal with it. They tried to live with it, and the pain and the hurt got to be so bad that they're no longer here with us. And we have young people. You probably have dealt with things in school, acquaintances that you've had, people that you've run across, people that you may have known by name that are not here today because they could not deal with the hurt. They could not deal with the pain. They couldn't deal with the brokenness. And often their lives end in tragedy. And even though that we wish that we had never gone through these things in our lives, you know, God has healing. God has healing for those who are broken. You know, God just doesn't leave us, young people, to fend for ourselves. God doesn't leave us to do these things on our own. But oftentimes, what happens? We try to do these things on our own, and what happens? We don't get the help that we need. We don't get the healing that we need. And God has healing for us tonight. In Luke 4:17 through 19, this is Jesus talking. And it says here in verse 17, "And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and setting at liberty them that are bruised.'" And I thought about this verse. This week I was taking a die out of our press break, and that die probably weighs 500-600 pounds. And I had a strap around it, and one of the students was helping me on the other end, and it was stuck. So I went and pulled on it while my hand was actually underneath it, and that thing came down and smashed my hand, and my hand is bruised. My hand hurts. And I thought about this verse right here, setting at liberty them that are bruised. And it goes on to say, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Christ came, young people, not only to set us free from sin, but to heal the brokenhearted, to heal those ones tonight that are going through pain, going through hurt, going through situations. He's here to help us, young people. He's here to help us. No matter what hurt that we are suffering tonight, he is here to help us. He's here to help us to heal that brokenheartedness, to heal that hurt that we're going through. And in Psalm 51:17, says, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise." And I thought about that. Young people, you may have failed. Maybe you've gotten involved in sin tonight. Maybe you have, you know, done, you know, you have failed maybe in, you know, living for the Lord. Maybe you have done some things that you're not proud of. Maybe there are situations that you're going through tonight. You think, I can't do this. I can't do this. But what does the psalmist say here? The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. When we come to God and we tell God that we're broken, we need help. He says, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. He won't turn you away tonight. He won't turn you away. And just like this broken baking stone, he can make you whole again. He can make you whole again. You know, you don't have to be patched up. You don't have to have, what do you want to say, a Band-Aid put on things. God will make you whole again. He'll make you just like you were brand new. And I thought about this song. And it's been a long time since I've heard this song. But I want to sing it for you tonight. It's been playing through my mind over and over and over and over again. And I know I'm going to have to sing it a cappella because I didn't tell anybody any earlier. But it's a song, again, believe it or not, my sisters used to sing years and years and years ago. But it's called Broken Pieces. Have you failed in life's battle to accomplish your plans? Is your heart heavy laden? Do you fear the Lord's command? Do you feel that no one loves you and there's no use to try? Just bring your cares to Jesus, your soul he'll satisfy. Pick up the broken pieces and bring them to the Lord. Pick up the broken pieces, trust in his holy word. He will put them back together and make your life complete. Just place the broken pieces at the Savior's feet. Do you feel that there's no hope? Broken hearts just cannot mend. Though you're torn in many pieces, Christ can make you whole again. Storms of doubt blow all directions, but don't you be afraid. God can make all corrections. He made a body out of clay. Pick up the broken pieces and bring them to the Lord. Pick up the broken pieces, trust in his holy word. He will put them back together and make your life complete. Just place the broken pieces at the Savior's feet. And young people tonight, that's where we have to place them at tonight. No matter what hurt you're going through, no matter if you feel that you've been broken beyond repair, God can do that for you tonight. He can mend those broken pieces. He can mend that broken heart tonight. He can help us if we just trust him with it tonight, whatever that hurt might be. And I appreciate, you know, that God's helped me a lot. God's helped me a lot. And I know that there are young people, there are ones going through life that have suffered much greater than I have. Much greater than I have. However, again, it's personal. When we're hurt, it's personal. Whatever it might be. And so, you know, never think that your hurt doesn't matter to God. It doesn't matter if it's a big hurt or if it's a little hurt tonight. It matters to God tonight in bringing those broken pieces to the Savior's feet. That's where he wants you to bring them tonight. He doesn't want you to go through this all alone. He wants you to bring those broken pieces to him tonight. And so we appreciate you. We're thankful for you. Amen. We want you to know that we appreciate you so very, very much.